via Twitter and email and text, anything you want to suggest. Hall of Fame songs before seven. So, yesterday, when we were doing some homework, Carl Marshall in Birmingham, it was, asked us how car manufacturers decide on car names that seem to mean nothing, like Mondeo and Corsa and that kind of stuff, but was kind of guessing that it was probably taking a lot of people a lot of work, really, even though it looked as though they were just inventing words. We had some very fine answers, but we obviously didn't have a brand specialist and lecturer in corporate brand management at the University of Warwick, where all great people come from, and that's Dr. Darren Coleman. All right, Darren.
Hello, Simon.
All right, now, thank you for your time, sir. Just, we won't keep you long, but that process, then, which we were being asked about by Carl, do car manufacturers just pick a name at random? I imagine they ruthlessly road test them and do some research, even if it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it's a very robust and well thought through process. People don't take that decision lightly. There's usually a few steps that's involved with this type of process. Firstly, you really need to think about your target customer and what are your competitors doing. Then you need to think about some type of concept, so to develop some positioning and what do you want the name to do for you, and then do some testing. So that could be down to the appearance. Is the name too long? Is it distinctive? Does it sound unique? Is it relevant? Does it sound okay? And then finally, you may want to look at some neuroscientific testing where you actually put someone inside a scanner, an MRI scanner, and see whether the part of their brain that deals with emotion lights up like a Christmas tree, because if that happens, you know, you're onto a winner there. And then finally, you need a trademark to protect your brand.
You see, that's extraordinary and amazingly elaborate, but nothing against the car, but if you end up with a word like Corsa, you think, was it really worth the effort?
Well, I think based on the sales that they've got, they've probably done something right. And
yes, exactly.
I can well believe that they would have tested that across a number of markets to make sure they haven't upset or offended anyone. So, for example, Fiesta has connotations of
yes.
Party in Spanish. Passat means the trade wind. Jetta means the jet stream in German. So they intimate movement. At the other end of the market, you've got Bentley Azure. You know, Azure cloudless skies convertible. So they put time and effort into this for sure.
But it's always very entertaining when they've missed that one particular market and they discovered that the word in Portuguese actually means bottom or something like that. There are usually quite a few examples which you read about where the testing hasn't quite worked, Darren.
Yeah, there may be one or two occasions where people are under pressure to get a product out to market, so don't test as rigorously as they could. Excuse me. Hyundai, they launched a brand, the Hyundai Pony. Rolls-Royce took quite a careful approach with the silver mist initially, but they changed that to silver shadow because mist means manure in German. So, you couldn't imagine Rolls-Royce is flying off the shelves called that.
So, but sometimes we are baffled, but maybe particular markets aren't that important. I remember there was a big fuss when Nintendo announced that their new games console was going to be a Wii, and everyone over here thought, really? You're going to call it after, you know, a toiletry process? But presumably they would have known that, and maybe they just thought, well, we don't care. And now you just think of a Wii, well, that's the thing that you can play games with.
Yeah, true. Wii actually isn't a Japanese word, and I think what Nintendo were trying to achieve was to indicate that the game was for everyone. And also, as well, by having the distinctive, the two eyes, they were trying to symbolize the unique controllers and the image of people playing together with the game and console itself. So I take your point, but it's traveled pretty well.
So if someone came to you and they said, hey, Dr. Coleman, you're a brand specialist and you're a lecturer in corporate brand management at an esteemed further education establishment like the University of Warwick, we've got a brand new, got an exciting idea. What are the takeaway bits of advice? What does it all boil down to, Darren?
Well, I'd probably give you three bits of advice.
Okay,
first, I'd try and build a brand name that's related with a concept, not a category. So, for example, Virgin are associated with moving into new markets, and they've done that very successfully, whereas BA has been associated with a category. And if the category moves on, as Phones for You have found out, you can struggle to generate revenue. So first, associate your brand with a concept, because then new products can be launched in other markets and secure those future revenue streams. Secondly, conduct the ugly baby test.
The ugly baby test?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is an important test. And unfortunately, when people are launching products or testing brands, they tend to ask their family or friends what they think of the product or the brand. Unfortunately, these people will probably just say, yep, that's lovely. Just as if you had an ugly baby and you ask everyone if it's beautiful, they'll just say that it's beautiful.
Okay.
So you've got to be careful with that. Just seek out objective and fair people for advice. So be careful with the ugly baby. And finally, on the assumption you're happy with the name, you haven't got an ugly baby, protect the brand name via intellectual property and trademarking. British Library is a great place to start. There's a wonderful resource there, both in London and in Birmingham. And failing that, I'm sure there's a number of law firms that would be very happy to hear from you.
Yes, and to take your money, indeed. All right, Darren, thank you very much indeed for your time. Thank you for talking to us.
Cheers, good luck.
Thank you. There's Dr. Darren Coleman from the University of Warwick. He knows.